Blog Talk Radio.
Show this evening, like, well, they're always exciting. We're missing my co-host, good old John Dilly, this evening because he's in that major move. I think it's taking him 6 months to move his damn house. But I've got better news. I've got Tara Tinsley filling in tonight as my co-host. And good evening, Tara.
Good evening.
Did you pour yourself a drink? Because you're going to need it, dear. For 1 hour, you're stuck with me.
I know. Believe me, I poured myself a few, just knowing that.
Everybody, welcome to the show. As I call this, this is usually the dynamic food duo, but since it's Tara tonight, I'm calling this basically the Beauty and the Beast radio show. So welcome to the show. Tara is,
love
as
it.
You guys know, has been a regular for our show for, God, I think it's like 5 or 6 years that you've been dealing with
yeah.
my craziness in all of our shows. But Tara is like the favorite, well, she's my favorite hot country music singer, and I've told this to her face, and I'll tell it to the world. She's this fantastic singer. She's come a long way the last 5 to 6 years. So, Tara, thanks for filling in for John.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. And Sarah thanks for giving me so many compliments, by the way. I love it.
Well,
I should be on the show more often.
I'm trying to pump you up before I probably tear you down and say something stupid in the next, 50 minutes. But now, Tara has a new EP out, which I didn't learn until recently when she told me. That's called an extended play. By the way, what is the difference between an extended play and a CD?
Okay. So a CD is actually a compact disc that you burn songs onto. So a CD can have anywhere from one to however many songs on it. Now, what is sold in music, this is maybe too complicated and too technical for people, but, there's a single, right?
Stupid people like me, I get it.
Well, I was trying to, generalize, but now that we're being specific, for you. So... a single is one song. A demo is 2-3 songs, maybe 4. An EP or extended play is extended play from a demo. So it's probably usually 5 songs. I mean, mine's 7 because we went overboard, but whatever.
Right.
I'm like Metallica. No, I'm just kidding. Metallica's full-length album, I think, was 7 songs, but because their songs are so long. And then an LP, which is an LP is a full length album, but mostly it goes based on the total time length of all the songs. But I feel like we've lost that over time. So, I mean, it's just basically about the number of songs. And I have
the ladies that hang out with me, they know that I'm an EP, right?
You're an extended play.
Yeah,
you're a long play though, unfortunately. Yeah.
Now, if you guys want to check out her new EP, it's called Meet Me Halfway, and I've known Tara long enough to tell her that, her previous music was good, but this is her best. Her singing got better. You produced this whole thing, too, with some help, of course, but it's got instrumentals in the background.
Well, this was produced by Luke Forehand, and I kind of co-produced, but I gave him the reins.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, he is amazing. Yes, he works at Blackbird Studios in Nashville.
Well, it's actually her best. Now, I like her acoustic stuff, and I've told her this, too, because if you go to, Tara Tinsley, YouTube/Tara Tinsley, is that right?
YouTube.com/Tara Tinsley.
All right, we could go to that website, whatever it is, and on YouTube and find Tara Tinsley. You can join her Tara Tinsley group, where she's got Behind the Music, where she actually plays all this music that's actually on the EP, but she does it acoustic style, which is my favorite. I still think that's the best. I enjoy your videos. Plus, you're on my 50-inch screen TV on my YouTube smart TV, so I like looking at you. It's a lot better than listening to the CD, the EP. But check out Tara's YouTube series, Behind the Music, right?
Behind the Songs, yeah. It's
Behind
like
the Songs.
I knew it.
I've only watched your videos 45, 50 times, and I still messed it up. Behind the Songs, okay.
Yeah, Behind the Songs. It's okay. With that 50-inch, TV, you'd think you could read, the 50-inch, writing, but it's fine.
I'm old. I'm sorry. But check that out. And also, you can go to TaraTinsley.com, and they can get your new EP there at TaraTinsley.com, or where else can they get it?
Right now, only TaraTinsley.com. It's going to be released digitally, on iTunes and Spotify and all that, but not yet. So there's no date for release yet on that. It's just you got to go to TaraTinsley.com exclusively right now.
What's that favorite song I like that you have on the YouTube series, the Thumpa Thumpa song? What's that called again?
It's called Any Other Time.
Any Other Time.
Thumpa,
folks,
Thumpa.
You got to go watch that one. See what I'm doing? I'm doing a test here. I'm actually trying to see if I can bump up your numbers on a specific song, but I like that song the best. That's where she does this thumpa thumpa thing on the guitar, and that's probably my that's probably my favorite song. So check that out.
Guys always like the thumpa thumpa. I don't know why.
Well, that's so cool how you do that thumpa thumpa thing. So people, if you haven't watched your video, you've got to go check out the thumpa thumpa because it's my favorite part. of the video. But no, you've only got, last time I checked, you've only got four of your behind the song video series. When are you coming out with the last three?
Very soon. If they subscribe to my YouTube channel, then they will be notified when they're released. They're going to be released within the next few weeks.
You know, I haven't subscribed
to
your YouTube channel. I haven't done that. How do you subscribe to your YouTube channel? I don't even know how to do that.
It's really easy. All you have to do is press the subscribe button.
Yeah. Okay.
Even a blonde could do it. Come on.
Oh, obviously I can't. Though I did join you do have a newsletter. I did join your newsletter. In fact, I've been joined under two different email addresses because I don't always check all my emails. And you do have a newsletter that comes out and talks about all about your music and all about your upcoming events. And you've got a few upcoming events in Washington. By the way, Tara is in Washington State. She was in Nashville, and now you're in Washington State. And basically, here's how I put it. Tara now plays at all the wineries because all your bookings are at wineries right now, aren't they? Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I used
drunk,
to do when I was in California,
drunk.
Too. Hey.
You can get drunk,
well, you know.
Sip wine, and listen to Tara.
It's no different in Nashville,
okay.
Except you don't sip wine in Nashville. You sip whiskey.
Oh, you know, my favorite wine is Washington State wine. I think that's something about that the grapes there. And I'm no sophisticated frou-frou wine drinker, but there's something about the Washington grapes that are better than anywhere else. So I drink a lot of Washington wine. Now, where are you going to be next? I think you got an appearance tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I do. The Adventifera, I think that's how you say it anyway, in Auburn, Washington. It's a wine bar, so you can have many different wines there. I'm pretty sure mostly Washington, though, and Washington wine is really good. I definitely attest to that.
It is my favorite. Now, tell us about the EP. How's it doing?
It's doing good. I got quite a few orders for it's a digital download sticker, but I haven't released it digitally yet. I mean, you know, on the typical iTunes and all that, there's going to be a release date for that, but it's not yet. People have to wait. I like when people wait because I have to wait for everything, like the elevator and things like that. So it's just nice to,
give
people
say.
Something to wait for.
That's right.
What?
They always say. What is it they always say? Good things come to those who wait, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know what they say, but I'm blonde, so I don't know what many people say. Just kidding. So, yeah, good things come to those who wait, especially when you wait for the elevator.
I'm going to try to be good. I'm going to try to be good and not say anything off color because I know your mother is listening. She always listens to the show. So, hi, Mom.
I guarantee my mom speaks worse than you.
Oh, really? Well, then good.
Well, I don't
know
if I guarantee that, but my dad reprimands her a lot for saying certain things, and I won't say them. But you know what I mean? So, hey, Tinsley girls have mouths, and I think I might have the best mouth out of all of them.
And I could say something, but Mom is listening, so I won't. All right, we're going to play one of your songs. We're going to play the actual, I guess, the title of the EP, which is Meet Me Halfway. And I know you were on our show, I guess it was like 2 or 3 months ago, and we talked about this. But who is singing on this song with you, this track?
So the guy who produced all of the EP, Luke Forehand, he's singing the dude part. I like to call it the dude part. It's really professional.
Okay.
But yeah, the guy who wrote it with me, though, is James McNair. So he didn't sing on it, but Luke ended up singing on it. I think Luke's voice sounds amazing on it.
All right. Well, we're going to play the song that's called Meet Me Halfway, which is the title of the EP, and check it out, TaraTensley.com. Listen to the music. We'll be right back. And then, Tara, you're going to have to be prepared, or I'm prepared, because we're going to get into food news around the world. And since you're my co-host, that segment's always fun. So everybody hang tight. We'll be right back. This is Tara Tensley, Meet Me Halfway, and don't go away.
like I'm part of me, then I am the star.
This country's so big, but on paper it's just inches. The more
See, people, you got to go listen. You got to go watch that video because then you'll know what I'm talking about because she does a thumpa-thumpa thing on the guitar. All right, are you ready to talk about food news?
Totally. I am very ready.
Yeah, I can tell. Totally. Yeah, you're looking at the clock. You're looking at the clock right about now and saying, "Oh, Jesus, 40 more minutes." Okay, let's start.
Well, actually, I'm sitting.
What?
I'm sitting on my patio where there's no clock, but I'm watching the sun. When will
so
it set, please?
You got your sundial out. Okay. Well, I'll try to make this as painless as possible. All right, here we go. Have you ever eaten at Wendy's, Tara?
Oh, God, yeah, I have, unfortunately.
All right, well, Wendy's plans to have ordering kiosks in more than 1,000 restaurants by the end of the year. The company is experimenting with new features at a restaurant in Clintonville, Ohio, and it's working alongside some company called 90 Degrees Lab, where they're going to actually have kiosks where they're going to do away basically with that little pimply kid behind the counter. And you go in and you're going to have a kiosk. And so anybody who's a pimply kid listening to the show, Wendy's is going to eliminate your job. What is that noise in the background, by the way?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's the train. You're getting the real, like, hobo feel right now.
Is it like a subway train or a train? Is it like a train train?
It's a train train. Like a train.
A train train.
It's coming.
Like
it's a train
a
that goes on track.
And an engine,
you know?
And all that. Like, I think I can.
Yeah,
I think
that's
I
a
can.
Warning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's, I think I can. I think I can.
I think I can. Yes, it is. Okay. Now, wasn't that an exciting story about Wendy's? Would you like to hear a story about Taco Bell? Have you ever eaten at Taco Bell?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, Taco Bell is partnering with, you know, you got Uber and Lyft, and actually Lyft is doing better than Uber right now, but Lyft, Taco Bell is partnering with Lyft to make it easier. This story cracks me up. It makes it easier for riders to stop at the restaurant chain during their trip. The company will test the service in Orange County, California, allowing riders to add a stop at a Taco Bell drive-thru between hours of 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. So, if you're in Orange County, California, remember this now, Tara. If you're, because you lived in California, if you're ever in Orange County, California, and you need to get picked up by a
ride, oh my God, my friends live there.
Well, there you go. Call up and tell them that Lyft is starting a new service that between the hours of 9 and 2, where if they're going somewhere, they can swing into Taco Bell, too, on the way.
I mean, that's always good for, like, alcoholics, you know. Like, they need food. But then again, alcoholics don't eat food. So, you know, the people that are on the edge of that.
I mean, I don't know why.
That's
that
awesome, though.
Like,
they're doing it for free?
Let's see here. It doesn't really say, but I guess, yeah, it's part of the service. If you're on your way, say you call them up and you say, hey, I'm at the bus station and I need a ride to my home. And if there's a Taco Bell in between the bus station and your home, yeah, I guess it's free. You can swing in there at Taco Bell and they won't charge you extra.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, like, I would hate to be an Uber driver right about now. Oh, great. I get it. Unless they bought you Taco Bell.
Well, I think that would be a cool. I thought about being an Uber driver because I'm out in the country and there's not a whole lot of things out here. So I thought about being an Uber driver. Of course, I probably get like 7 calls a year, but that'd be kind of cool. I just have, like, in the back of the car, I'll have food, not Taco Bell, but I'll make some food, and so it'd be like instead of, like, going to one of those dinner theaters, it'd be like a dinner ride.
Yeah, see? You can have,
I make up this shit as I go, can you tell? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can tell, believe me. Do you know that one time on New Year's Eve, we stopped at a Jack in the Box on the way, and we bribed the Uber driver to stop the meter because it was really expensive on New Year's, and we said, "Hey, if we'll give you this much money, will you just take us to Jack in the Box and we'll buy your Jack in the Box too?" And she said, "Yeah," because it was already $100 at that time because it was New Year's Eve. So
right.
They do it for you for a price.
Hey. Is Jack in the Box still out? Are they still on the West Coast? They're not out here on the East Coast.
That was in Nashville. So
oh, that
I
was
have
in
no
Nashville.
Idea.
Well, that,
I don't really eat fast food.
That's not even close to the West Coast.
No,
I'm trying to think. Jack in the Box is in California. They are. All right.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Moving along.
We have 25 of these, by the way. Amazon. You've heard of Amazon, huh, Tara?
No. I don't order stuff from them every day, you know, or anything.
Well, Amazon is planning, you know, they bought Whole Foods just recently, but Amazon is planning to meet with a dozen U.S. ranchers, and they're seeking to expand distribution of organic and grass-fed meat, according to so-and-so of White Oak Pastures. So you'll be able to soon order through Whole Foods /Amazon and deliver to your home organic and grass-fed meats. Aren't you excited?
I actually am pretty excited about that.
Are
I'm
you?
Pretty concerned about the fact that, I tend to be what some consider a health freak. So I am excited about that because I don't want to drive all the way to Whole Foods because it's kind of far.
Now, wait a minute. Time out. You're a health freak?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a health freak. I eat ice cream and drink alcohol, but yeah.
but you just told us you swing into Jack in the Box, so where is the disconnect there?
On New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, you don't care about your health. Okay, after that, you do.
Well, holidays, come on, who cares about their health on the holidays? Really? Who?
That's true. I don't all year round. Matter of fact, when I become healthy on New Year's Eve, and that's it. Because the rest of the year, I say my New Year's resolution is to be healthy, and then it's over. And then second of the year, I just go back to the old way. Do you drink coffee too?
Exactly.
Okay,
I love coffee, Frank.
Well,
I love it.
You better go buy your coffee soon because coffee farmers in parts of Brazil are being hit by a beetle infestation, threatening bean quality and yield. The Broca beetle population has surged and accounts for 40% of Brazil's harvest, and combined with irregular rain and plant fatigue, some regions may see a 35 to 40% crop failure. So what does that mean, Tara?
That means that coffee is going to be more expensive.
There you go. You're not old enough to know what romper room is, do you?
No, I'm never old enough to know anything that you know.
It's actually 26. I'm 26 inside my brain, but my body's not. But romper room was a kid's show where they'd have it. Her name was Miss Carol. So when I'm reading these stories to you, I feel like I'm, okay, Tara, coffee? Do you know what coffee is?
So I'm like a kid you're teaching right now.
You're what?
I'm like a kid you're teaching right now about food news.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I mean, the romper room. I imagine Miss Carol is talking to children, right?
Yes, she had a magic mirror, and she could see you through the TV. It was amazing. Okay.
Oh, that is
you
weird.
Ever...
Okay, that's creepy now. Now I'm feeling weird.
And those of people that are old enough talking about are probably saying, yeah, she's right. She could see through the TV. She would call your name. Back then, my name was Frankie. I wasn't Frank or Grill. I was Frankie. And I remember the one time when she was looking through her magic mirror, and she said, I see Frankie. And I thought it was a guy.
Well, we can just say we hear them through the radio right now. Or you
That's
do anyway, because you're
them.
Miss Carol.
I hear
Miss
your
Frankie.
Mother right now. That's right, your mother is now laughing. She's saying, oh, my God, this guy's an idiot. Okay. District. Okay.
She says it all the time. That's fine.
Do you ever heard of them?
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh. Have you ever heard? It's a St. Louis supermarket chain called Schnucks. You ever heard of them? Schnucks Market?
No.
with a name like Schnucks, you better be good. But Schnucks Market is going to begin testing a robot to check for out-of-stock items and verify prices in their supermarket. The robot roams aisles at three stores in Missouri as part of a six-week pilot plan and will detect product areas that aren't fully stocked to be shared with store management. You know what? If that damn robot was to go through Walmart, it would be one busy robot because they never have anything in stock. That's just a little commentary on my part. But anyway, they don't have robots checking inventory, so there goes some more pimply-faced kids' jobs because the robots are taking over at Schnucks Markets. Are you happy?
Am I happy yet?
I said, are you having fun
you
yet? Are you having fun?
Like, oh, wait, I guess it's the same thing, right? No, sorry, you broke up, so I was like, oh, wait, are you happy? Are you having fun? Oh, I'm having so much fun over here thinking about, like, robots, running into robots at the grocery store as opposed to humans.
All right, well, the fun continues. U.S. consumption of fresh vegetables was up 20.6% in May from November, with information back from 2008. So we're eating a lot more vegetables. And since you're a health nut, I'm sure you have affected this in quite a way. And fresh fruit consumption is up 16.2%, according to Wells Fargo. Now, why is Wells Fargo doing a fruit and vegetable store? That's what I want to know.
Maybe they want to keep their clients healthy so they live long so they can keep their money in their bank.
They can collect more interest. Good one. Processed fruits and vegetables consumption grew 9.9% during the same period, while fresh produce consumption is at an all-time high since 2007. So there you go. Eat your fruits and vegetables, my mother and grandmother always said, and I guess people are. Okay, Tara,
well,
you still
it's my
with
favorite
me?
Food. No, that's not me. That's my robot.
That's your robot. Okay. You ever heard of McDonald's?
No, I've never heard of that place. What is it?
Well, McDonald's has this little clown that runs around and they make hamburgers. They're actually entering into a partnership with a China-based home builder, and they're going to be growing their mainland China business. In fact, China is the biggest growth market for McDonald's, and it has had increases of, and I just lost my paper. I'll find that in a minute. But anyway, China is one of the biggest growth areas in McDonald's, and they're going to be expanding not only in the big cities but out in the boonies of China. So if I was you, Tara, go buy McDonald's stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be rich by next year.
Yeah, we will. Okay. You ever heard of Target?
You're just talking about some foreign language here.
Yes,
is that the
well,
place
Target,
with a Target for a sign?
Well, actually, yeah, some people call it Target because I think they're a French company. But Target is remodeling 300 of their stores in the year 2017 and 2018. And guess what part of their store they're expanding? Now, this is a food show, so can you guess what part they're expanding?
Seeing that, you know, the growth and like of fresh fruits and vegetables is at an all-time high, I would guess that. But at the same time, we're American, so I'm not sure. I'll just guess that because I'm going to go for that for 100.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. They're actually growing, they have a 32% growth in their food and online sales. So they're going to be expanding 300 stores to incorporate more food and also to allow for pickup and delivery of more products at Target stores. Isn't that exciting?
Right on.
And
yeah, I always
pickup,
like to buy my food right next to, like, I always like to buy my food right next to clothes.
Oh, yeah, why not? It's higher, it's really... too. Why not? You know, you got your panties, and then you got your cucumbers. I think it's a great combo.
Yeah. Stain your clothes while you're here and fix your car.
All right.
You can return it.
Speaking of pickup joints and pickup points, Amazon, back to Amazon again, Amazon is rolling out pickup points where customers can retrieve their items immediately after placing their order. So now we're not talking about 1 hour delivery, 2 hour delivery, which basically, here's my question. Isn't going to the store kind of the same thing? If you go to the store and pick up what you want and retrieve your item from the store, isn't that the same thing as placing your order at the same time and getting it at the same time? But supposedly this is like revolutionary. The first 5 points are a collage camp, not collage, and more sites.
Collage?
So you,
wow. Did you go to collage?
Yeah, collage. You know, that's where those kids go to learn how to put, like, paper on. Never mind. Collage. What is a collage? That's when you put, like, a whole bunch of pictures on a board, right? Isn't that a collage?
Yeah, and you have to pay a lot of money for that, I hear. It's, like, sometimes $75,000 a year for, like, those, like, Big Ten collage schools.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a PhD in collage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move along here. Okay, we talked about Target. I'm not going to talk about Target again, though they're also setting up a pickup point. Because what I don't get, all these food companies and retail stores, they're all getting into these delivery services and pickup services, and they think it's like the greatest thing since sliced bread. My grandmother used to have her milk delivered, used to call the drugstore, and I can remember I was like 5 years old, and she would call up her order, and the man would bring like eggs and bread and whatever she wanted up at the corner. So that was back in the olden days, and they were delivering back then. So why is this so revolutionary? I don't get it.
It's because we transferred from, like, oh, we're delivering very simple things to, oh, my gosh, I can go to the store and get all these different things, even more things, and look at them and see them and feel like I'm independent, you know, because that was a time, you know, of, like, dependency. And now we've moved into a time of independency. And now we're so independent that we feel like we're so independent we're going to order it online and it'll come to us, even though it's the same thing as before.
You know what?
Everything comes back around.
You sound so smart. Do you have a collage education?
Unfortunately, I don't. Otherwise, I feel like I would really be even smarter if I went to a collage.
Well, I was impressed. That sounded very collagic. Okay. Let's see here.
I didn't know that was a word, but yeah. Yeah.
It is now. Okay. Stevia.
Ecologic.
Stevia, you know what stevia is, right?
Stevia?
Stevia. Stevia. S-T-E-V-I-A.
Stevia.
Oh, whatever.
Stevia.
Stevia, stevia.
Well, that's what the rich people call it.
I call it fake sugar. I call it fake sugar. But this is what amazes me. 1,000 products contain stevia, stevia. And they were introduced in the last 5 years, with over 70% released in the past 3 years, according to so-and-so that I can't pronounce his name. The growth is prompting food companies to invest in improving the herb's flavor. I didn't know. Did you know that stevia stevia was an herb, by the way?
Yeah, I knew it was a plant, but it's still fake because it's processed, like the stevia, like
Correct. Sugar
product. Yeah.
Well, wait till you hear this next line. The company who makes stevia stevia, they plan to release a product which is, quote, virtually indistinguishable from sugar, even though it's fake.
I wonder what they're doing to it.
that I don't know. But
you know.
According to Bloomberg, the growth in stevia stevia is so great that they're actually going to now to be able to go to the store and get a bag of stevia stevia that looks like sugar.
Well, that's pretty disgusting. Especially seeing that if you eat enough, consume enough stevia, you're just going to throw up. And I guess it's a good thing if you really want to lose weight, but at the same time, it's not a good thing if you want to feel good.
It's kind of like,
it's disgusting.
It's like tequila. You know, you can drink so much of tequila, yeah. But there's that point where you get that taste in your mouth that you're going to throw up no matter how much you lay down and how you try not to. So, yeah, I guess eating too much stevia and drinking tequila. Speaking of tequila, this is not a news story, but I told Tara this story. Folks, if you haven't ever done it, take some roasted serrano peppers, put them in the oven and roast them for like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes at 350 degrees till they turn brown, and then put them in a bottle of tequila, the more the merrier, because the hotter it gets, and infuse your tequila, and then after about 2 or 3 days, it is the most amazing drink I think I've ever had. You haven't tried it yet, have you, Tara?
No, I haven't, but I would like to know. And I know from throwing up from that would probably be better than throwing up from stevia, because at least you had a good time before, right?
Exactly. And this is where I made my mistake. Do not leave the serrano peppers in the tequila for a week or longer. Because when you go take a shot, then it will burn your throat all the way down to your tummy and out the other end. So make sure you only leave it in there for 2 or 3 days and then pour it through a coffee filter and get rid of the peppers unless you want to have a real exciting event later. But it's really good. I've been testing all kinds of infused. I know this doesn't surprise you, but I've been testing all kind of infused alcohol like vodka, tequila. I even tried champagne, and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, I told you about
that. I want to do that one day.
It's really
good. What
about
whiskey, though? That'd be kind of good.
Well, whiskey's got that little bit of burn anyway, so it'd be like a
double
burn.
I know, but imagine.
All right. Get us some Johnny Walker. I'll be there. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Avocados. Have you ever had avocados, Tara?
Yeah, those orange things.
Yeah, those orange things that you mash up and you make that guacamole orange. Yeah. Well, there's a shortfall in avocado production in California. And guess what? It's increased wholesale prices. This is actually amazing. A wholesale box of 60 avocados currently costs about $80. That's wholesale, compared to the average August price last year in the $40 range. So that means you're going to be paying twice as much for your avocados. And it didn't give a real reason as to why, but for whatever reason, the cost of avocados have doubled. So your guacamole is going to cost more, or your orange. You know, that'd be a cool. I just thought about that. Halloween's coming. Orange guacamole.
Unfortunately, it'll cost a lot of money. Well, I actually know this because I usually buy avocados. It's my normal thing. I have, like, my go-to things at the grocery store, and avocados are one of them. And I haven't been buying them lately because they're so expensive. Or I just buy one instead of, like, four or five like I usually buy because – And I was wondering why, and now I know. Well, I don't really know
why. Well,
now
you know
why. It's California.
I'm reading the article. It doesn't really tell you. It just says a shortfall. So it must be weather-related maybe, or they're just not getting the yield for whatever reason. But anyway, the cost of avocados have doubled because of that. Okay. Let's see here. Hey, Tara, have you ever eaten any almonds?
I feel like you are Miss Carol.
Well,
I don't even know who this person
is. Called bantering. I'm trying to get feedback. So go ahead and get feedback and say, "Hey, Tara, have you ever eaten almonds?"
Oh yeah, they are so yummy.
See,
is that
there
the feedback
you
want?
Yeah, now you're finally catching on. Okay, almonds. This is health news, by the way. Food health news. Almonds may help remove cholesterol from the body. According to a study in the Journal of Nutrition, researchers found that if you eat 43 grams, I always count this and I forgot to do it, If you eat 43 grams of almonds a day, it resulted in a 19% increased level of alpha-1 HDL cholesterol, which meant cholesterol was being pulled and taken to the liver for removal from the body. I don't know how many 43 grams of almonds there. I've got to check that out. I guess it means you should eat lots of almonds. I know I should. All right. Let's see. What's another Miss Carol? Let's see. Oh, please. Coffee, right? Carol.
Hello? Sorry, you broke up. What are you? Hello? Hello? What'd you say?
I said, you said you liked coffee, right?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Where's your favorite place for coffee?
It's this local place in Tacoma called Anthem. I love it. But, yeah, I guess chain, I don't know. But Anthem is kind of a chain. It has two locations.
Man, speaking of the story of Starbucks, but didn't Starbucks start in Washington State somewhere? They did, didn't they? Seattle?
Yeah, the original Starbucks is on Pike Place in Seattle, Washington, and that's why one of their coffees is called Pike Place. So, FYI.
There you go. See, there is food news I did not know. I do like Starbucks coffee. Never have, never will. I think it tastes like crap. I'd rather drink McDonald's coffee or Wawa coffee. But anyway, Starbucks, this doesn't surprise me, this story. Starbucks is getting close to the point of saturation of their stores, according to a report by the BMO Capital Market. The firm found that Starbucks stores have begun eating into each other's business, and that cannot be good. And there is more physical overlap. And there is more physical overlap with their competitors, particularly premium coffee shops. BMO analysis shows that Starbucks will continue to thrive, but only due in part to their digital efforts and mobile ordering, but that growth appears likely to be slowing. That doesn't surprise me. Everywhere you go, airports, libraries, gas stations, you name it, there's a Starbucks, which I just don't understand why people drink Starbucks coffee, but I guess it's the end thing. But anyway, they're reaching their saturation market. Do you like Starbucks?
I do. I worked there at one point, and I remember when I worked there, there were 69 Starbucks locations in the city of San Francisco alone, and now it's grown since then. So just imagine that many Starbucks in one city, and I remember some of them being really small, and then like just only one person can fit in, and it was like a walk-up window, and others being huge. But like, yeah, working at Starbucks is just like a mind-blowing, because the way they work, you know, it's like a machine. It really is.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's definitely a machine. And you know I'm going to say this, but at number 69, they should have stopped because that was a good number, because now they've saturated
the market. Yeah,
for
San Francisco of all cities. Yeah. Yeah, I know,
right?
Like in Seattle, they have like over 70, I think, right now. But, I mean, it makes sense for Seattle. They have to have a lot, right?
There you go. Really, Mom, sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, Mom, I said that. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, Mexico. You ever heard of Mexico? Mexico Agriculture Department is challenging a ban on fresh U.S. potatoes following an August 4th decision by a Mexican judge to uphold the ban. In other words, the council says you cannot, if I'm reading this right, Mexico Agriculture Department is expected to challenge the ban on fresh. They're not allowing U.S. potatoes into Mexico. Well, that ain't fair.
We allow Mexicans in the United States.
Yeah, I don't really understand this story, but I put a check mark beside it for some reason. But anyway, there's a ban.
That's really weird. I wonder why. I mean, maybe they don't eat potatoes there anymore because they eat rice. I don't know.
No, they're trying to corner the market. They don't want. They probably send all their potatoes to the U.S., but they don't want us to send our potatoes to them because it's going to screw up their market. I'll look
Everybody
into that
should just keep their own potatoes. Right? Like, keep your own potatoes, and it'll cost less to ship it. Right? I don't know. In my opinion, right?
I don't know.
Keep
one potato, two potato, three potato, four. I don't really know. Okay.
I thought you were going to say that about tequila. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
You know,
floor.
You and I gotta hang out, because that is exactly how I drink shots. play that game.
You end up
too.
On the floor after four.
Yes, that's right. It's one potato, two it's one tequila, two tequila, three tequila on the floor. Exactly. You know the game, don't you?
Yeah, it's when everybody passes out and you slowly tiptoe backwards out of the room and out of the house and bye.
I have done that backward tiptoe thing too, speaking of that, drinking tequila. But that's a whole other story. Okay, let's go to another story here. How about, we talked about Walmart, but this is another Walmart story. Walmart, and what, you pouring another drink? I can hear you drinking something in the background. Walmart.
No, I spilled ice. Oops.
Walmart is expanding the use of Scan and Go that you have on your phone, that shoppers can skip the checkout line and pay for their items on their smartphone. The test is now being expanded in stores in Dallas, Texas, and, hey, Nashville, Tennessee. And after being tested in Houston, Texas, Orlando, Florida, and Bentonville, Arkansas. So soon you'll be able to go to Walmart, and you won't even have to even go through the checkout line, which I hate, by the way. It's a pain in the ass. And you just scan your phone over your cart and walk out the door. Now, how many shoplifters are going to love that one?
Especially at Walmart. Right?
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Uh-oh. Like, the classiest people go to Walmart, you know.
I told you about the old woman hitting on me at Walmart, right?
Yeah, I know. You called her blue hair, and she was asking you over for pot roast.
Yes, and you know what? I put that really hard, and I'm telling you, I really like pot roast. I do have her phone number, too. She was a cutie, too. She was like 82, I think. But, yeah, I was being picked up at Walmart. All right, let's see what else we have here. Let me
scan
through.
The robots will get rid of that problem.
Yeah, that's true. We will. Uber. Are we talking,
like, excuse
well, we,
me,
we
no
about,
picking up people.
We actually talked about Lyft a little while ago, but now I'm going to tell you an Uber story, which I don't know why this amazed me, because I'm easily amazed, but Uber is expanding its food delivery services into South Korea. Now, first of all, I didn't know Uber was in South Korea. And secondly, it just sounded funny. I just find this interesting. But with local startups offering food delivery services, analysis predict that Uber Eats will face an uphill battle, but expects great growth in South Korea with their new food delivery service. Did you realize Uber was in South Korea?
Yeah, I know they expanded to different countries, but I didn't know it was specifically in South Korea. And it was so heavily in South Korea that they would decide to deliver food with it. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I bet they deliver a lot of rice. You spend a lot of time in Japan, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did they have Uber there? How many years ago were you there in Japan?
The last time I was there was 2012, and not as far as I know, but the thing is, like, I don't think Uber was really that popular then. I think that's when it was just started in San Francisco, because I took some of the first Ubers when it started in San Francisco. But I do know in San Francisco, though, like, speaking of the Wendy's kiosks, not San Francisco, sorry, Japan, speaking of the Wendy's kiosks, there's tons of restaurants in Japan that have you order through kiosks. So Wendy's might seem forward, but they're pretty backward.
Really?
Or like behind
the
times compared to like other nations.
There's Tara Tinsley, our roving reporter in Japan. So they've been doing that for a while.
Oh yeah. The first time I did that, I think that was in 2005 when I first ordered food with a machine. So it was kind of cool because then they show you pictures and it's nice because you're in a foreign country with no like English. So I was like, oh, picture, I'll pick that picture. That looks the least weird, you know? And so it was nice. But then, yeah, like, and even ordering at tables too there, like they have kiosks where you order at like the counter, but it's a kiosk, or they have kiosks where you order at the table. So it takes away, like they have servers serving you the food, but it takes away the waitress that asks you questions. So they have both kinds. Mm-hmm. Well, they, Wendy's is
me, who brings the food to you? A robot?
Yeah. The kiosk itself, it just spits it out. No, actual person, an actual person that I don't understand. So it's kind of nice. Like, oh, hey, hi means yes in Japan or Japanese. So it's like, nice. I say hi and they say hi and then we're good.
And I just thought of something. I thought it was amazing that Uber has food delivery in South Korea, but what would really be amazing if Uber starts delivering in North Korea. Now, that would be an amazing story.
Well, you know what would be even more amazing if Uber would let us order something from another country and deliver it to us, like food, hot and fresh.
That might be a little difficult considering the oceans, but hey, you could ask North Korea to put it on one of their ballistic missiles and it'd probably be here in like 17 minutes.
And it'll be cooked when it lands.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be nuked like
nuked,
a microwave.
Right. Microwave it, nuke it. Okay. You want some more food health news?
Oh, yeah, I'm fighting for it.
Can't wait. Okay, let's see here. Let's talk about hormones. Certain food preservatives may disrupt human hormones and promote obesity. Well, that's a real surprise. According to a study published in Nature Communications, the study found, and I can't say this word, butyllithylglycamine, an antioxidant commonly added to breakfast cereals and other foods, may disrupt hormones used to communicate between the gut and the brain. This disruption makes you not feel full while eating meals. Huh. So remember the cigarette people and nicotine? Does that mean that they are slotting in this, whatever, have you say, this chemical and making it so we eat? Instead of eating one bowl of Captain Crunch, we eat the whole box?
Yeah. That's not new.
That's not new. Well, according to this, it's new, and they're finding out that this chemical is causing people to, their bodies not knowing that they're full, and they keep eating and eating and eating. You know, I love Rice Krispies, and I wonder if that's why. I don't like them when they get soggy.
Yeah, that's probably why.
You have to eat Rice Krispies really fast. Because the snap, crackle, pop kind of turns into mush in about, 3 minutes.
Yeah, you got to make sure, like, pouring the bowls and pouring the milk in and keep eating it.
Yeah.
That's their goal. It's like, you eat it as fast as possible so you don't feel full yet. So you want more.
Yes. Well, I won't go there. Okay. Little Caesars, pizza. They're rolling out new machines. They're called pizza portals. God, we're almost out of time. That allow customers to order via a company app, pay for it, and pick it up when the food is ready. It's based on what's called AutoMat. Customers will need to supply code to open a pizza portal and retrieve the product from behind a glass window. So now you don't even have to go inside the store to pick up your pizza. You'll be able to go to a pizza portal with a glass window. I mean, this is like science fiction stuff. Do you ever see the cartoon Jetsons?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting there. Little Caesars. Little Caesars is the one that goes pizza, right? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
All right. What are you drinking, Grill? Okay, let's see. One last story. Oh, no, there's actually two. Which one do I want? This one's a good one. Let's go with Oh, here's a. Remember, I told you I lost information about McDonald's and how many stores they're opening in China.
Yeah.
They're going to open, and I know you're waiting for that information. They're going to open 4,500 more stores in mainland China by the end of 2022, as part of their strategic partnership with some Chinese company. The chain aims to achieve double-digit sales growth in the country every year for the next 5 years. So what did I tell you to do, Tara? Take all that money from all your profits from all your EP sales, take all that profit. I know you're donating part of your profits to a charity, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say with veterans, the Wounded Warriors.
The Wounded Warriors. And you are, whatever profits you have left, you should take your profits. I'm telling you right now, if you learn anything from this show tonight, if they're going to grow that many stores in China, go invest and buy McDonald's stock. Now, I'm not a stock advisor, and I need to have a little asterisk beside this. I know nothing to fuck about what I'm talking about, but I would invest in McDonald's based on that story.
All right, I will listen to you.
And we're out of time, believe it or not. I was going to ask people to call in, but I cannot believe we shot. Wasn't it the funnest hour you've ever spent on radio?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Yes. Actually, I've never spent an hour on the radio before, so now I have. So now I will be able to judge every hour after this based on this.
You experienced the best right with me for 1 hour on the radio. Well, thank you for helping me out. And if you want to come back next week, by the way, you can. Because I don't know what John's deal is. He's been moving for like 6 months. But thank you for filling in as the co-host. It was fun. And putting up with my crap. And I want everybody to check out TaraTinsley.com. Also go to her YouTube video series on Behind. I'm going to say it right this time. Behind the Songs. And you can see Tara there, and she's got four of her videos on there behind the song. Make sure you check out the Thumpa Thumpa song. And then she's got three more she's coming out. And if you've got a smart TV, it's great to watch Tara on a 50 or 60-inch screen, because that's what I do. Check out her video series. Go to her website and buy her EP. And thank you, Tara, for joining us. I'm going to actually close out the show with one of the other songs which we mentioned, which is End of the Bottle, which I do like the song too. And Tara, is there anything else you want to add before I say goodbye?
No, unfortunately I have nothing to say except I had a great time. And that's weird
right,
for a woman
everybody.
To have nothing to say.
I'm left you speechless, and that's how I like to leave my women. All right, everybody, come back next week, next Friday night, and this is Tara Tinsley, End of the Bottle. We will see you next Friday at 9 p.m. Come back and visit. Thanks, Tara.
Thanks.